أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. We are still busy with this chapter of istiqamat, to be steadfast and to be firm on deen in all circumstances, all environments. Wherever we are, to observe the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whether we are in our families, whether we are in a religious gathering, whether we are in, sometimes if we, for example, go shopping, and we are amongst other people, then to all that time, we should keep Allah in mind and the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Whether we are happy, whether we are sad, whether good conditions come, difficult conditions come. At all times a person must have istiqamah, turn towards Allah Ta'ala, and he must not be overpowered by other environments, circumstances, etc. For that, the first ayat that was quoted, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, which was a very difficult command, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says for himself also, that at all times as Allah has commanded you to be upright, to be straight, to be steadfast, be firm like that at all times. And the next ayat which we are busy reading, and the last part of the ayat, at the beginning also Allah says, those who have this istiqamah, malaika come to them and give them glad tidings, and they give them the good news of what they have been promised in the akhirat. And then further they say, walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum, and you will have therein, that is in Jannah, whatever your heart desires. Whatever desire comes in your heart, Allah Ta'ala will grant it to you. So yeah, this istiqamat may be difficult, but if we try and we observe it, and when a person makes an intention, Allah makes it easy for him. Allah gives him the tawfiq. For Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was enticed by Zulaikha, it was a very difficult in every way as a man not to accept such an offer. And then when the doors were locked and everything was conducive for him to do the haram, but he ran from there. The door was locked, but he ran till the door. So much he could do, Allah opened the locks also. And not only those physical locks, Allah opened all the locks, that Allah opened his doors to become the ruler of Egypt. Allah opened the doors of Nabuwat for him. Allah opened the doors of his family coming from Canaan to Egypt. Everything Allah had granted, when he did, how much he could do. So this istiqamat may be difficult, but if we do how much we can do, Allah will make it easy for us. It comes clearly in the hadith also, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. A person who makes a little effort in Allah's direction, Allah comes much more faster towards him. So we should just make that little effort. So a person will be given whatever he desires. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, and you will be given there in Jannah whatever you ask for. Whatever your desire is, it will be fulfilled. Whatever you will ask for, it will be given to you. Yeah, it cannot happen to even the greatest king of this world that his desires are always left incomplete. What every person, whatever desires we have got, they cannot be fulfilled. In Jannah, more than our desires, Allah will fulfill. When a person, Allah will say, wish what you want, and he'll say, oh Allah, what more can I wish for? Whatever I could imagine and think of, I've got more than that. Then Allah will offer him even more than that. More than what we can desire, Allah will give in Jannah. So a wise and prudent person is he who will work for Jannah and work for this istiqamah. Though it is a difficult task, but he will work for it, the rewards are very great. And then further, not only that, nuzulan, it will be nuzul, that is entertainment from Allah Ta'ala. Nuzulan really is what we will term in when we have our meals, the starters. like some pies or some samosas, just starters. All this will just be the starter stuff. What is going to come still in front is even more greater. The actual meal is much more greater. These are still what Allah has mentioned here. These are only the starters of Jannah. So really, wise person is will work for Jannah, sacrifice whatever it is of this dunya, and he will not lose his iman, and he will not lose his Jannah. That will be the most stupid, foolish person that loses his iman, loses his Jannah for the small, useless gain of this dunya. So we should prepare for that. And all this is min ghafoorir rahim, he who is oft forgiving. A person, Allah Ta'ala is ghafir, Allah forgives. More than ghafir, Allah is ghaffar. Allah forgives in great abundance. More than ghaffar, the superlative, the dismet of zeal, Allah is ghafoor. Allah forgives in great abundance. So we just have to try, make our niyat of that istiqamah. We are going to falter. We are human beings. We are weak. But we try in that direction and we move in that, we'll find Allah is ghafoor. He will forgive our sins and shortcomings. And in this also, we should not be deterred by the comments and remarks of people. We are commanded to have istiqamah. People tell you that you are too strict, you are too hard. We are asked to be even more harder than what we are. We are hardly strict or anything. People tell us you're a fanatic, you're an extremist. Much more than what they are saying, we have to be much more. If we have to see the Sahaba today, radiallahu anhum, we will pass what funny comments about them. But they are the ones who pleased Allah and who achieved everything. So that is the direction. And these people want us to give up our deen, to give up our firmness on deen. And they want us to follow in their ways, the worldly ways, the ways of the Western ways, the ways of the animal kingdom of the West. When you follow in that, middle of the night, you're still watching films, nobody says you're an extremist and you're a fanatic. That is now the norm of the day. But when a person wants to make tahajjud whole night, he's been too, he's overdoing it now. He's going overboard now. So we shouldn't be worried about those comments. So Allah is ghafoor, and more than ghafoor again, Allah is rahim also. That Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, says, Allah is rahman, which means Allah accepts everyone's duas. And Allah is rahim, that who doesn't ask Allah, Allah becomes angry on that person. So Allah wants us to ask of Him. And Allah Ta'ala is Rahim. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains it, that in this world, if a person has done wrong, the biggest crime, treason, he went against the government, he's found guilty also. And of course, a very heavy sentence on him. But he asked for clemency of the state president, of the prime minister, and they granted to him also. They will forgive him, but they won't say, now we will give you a block of flats also. We will give you 10 filling stations also. We will give you 20 farms also. But when Allah forgives, Allah showers His mercies on top. Not only that Allah is forgiven, which is a very, very big thing, the forgiveness of Allah. But after that, Allah is not only ghafoor, He is again Rahim. And most of the places in the Quran, Sharif, Allah referred to Himself as ghafoorur Rahim. That Allah Ta'ala will now shower His mercies. So very wise is that person who makes tawbah, who becomes firm on deen, very firm on deen, and he prepares his akhirah, he forgoes this dunya, whatever it is, but he sees to his akhirah and he acquires his akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us. And with Ramadan coming, now Shab-e-Barat coming, Ramadan coming, this is the ideal occasion to turn fully to Allah Ta'ala and prepare for that eternal life of the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.